This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Melissa Melton. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has authorized the emergency use of a COVID-19 antibody therapy that U.S. President Donald Trump said helped cure him of the disease caused by the coronavirus. On the same day, the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center has reported that the U.S. has passed 12 million COVID-19 cases. Dr. Deborah Birx, the White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator, said this week that this is, quote, really a moment that we want to call on every American to increase their vigilance, end quote. The Regeneron Pharmaceuticals Incorporated therapy approved by the FDA is made up of two antibodies that are to be administered together to treat mild to moderate COVID-19 in adults. The eligible group includes those 65 and older with some chronic medical conditions and some children who are at high risk of a severe case. The company expects to have enough of the treatment ready for about 200,000 patients by the first week of January. Saudi Arabia's King Salman opened the Group of 20 summit on Saturday with the coronavirus pandemic overshadowing this year's gathering of heads of state, transforming it from an in-person two-day meeting of the world's most powerful leaders to a virtual gathering of speeches and declarations. King Salman urged G20 leaders to provide support to developing countries in a coordinated manner. The Saudi monarch touted G20 efforts to inject more than $11 trillion U.S. dollars into the global economy this year as stimuli to support businesses and the most vulnerable. He also commended the group for extending protections to those most impacted by the global economic recession. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.